Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So it's the final Tuesday of February. Seniors night later tonight for Misters Renard, Carmichael, Newman, and Williamson out at the Corral. Dave Mahurin's red and black in the Corral against the Cascade Cadets. John Callahan, Dave Novak have the call. Starting with the Chalk Talk at 7, tip off around 7:30. Edgewood snapped that two-game losing streak last Thursday when we saw them beat Eastern, giving them now 11 wins and hopefully a little mo to build with a defensive at sectional title coming up a week from Friday, and as Coach Dave was telling me.
Yeah, it was important to feel a little bit more positive about ourselves, and it was a good win. We played much differently than we'd played most of the season. We only made 3 three-point shots, I believe, in that game, and took care of the basketball in the fourth quarter a little more than we had been. So I was pleased with the win. I thought it was another step in the right direction. I thought we did a pretty good job defensively, and we made them a little impatient offensively by controlling the tempo. So, again, it was something new for us, and the one thing we're trying to do this year here at Edgewood is develop different styles and different methods of playing.
Plan on mixing it up a bit?
Yeah, we just want to work a little bit on everything tonight. This game, I don't want to say is not important, but in the big scheme of everything right now, it's not got an asterisk by it anyway. So we want to work on all of our tempos. We want to try to push for a while. We want to try to control for a while. And we just want to prepare for the Brown County game.
Well, and again, that's a week from Friday over in the West Vigo semifinals. By the way, no reschedule with Mitchell, but we may have word later tonight during the broadcast that Edgewood may fill that game this Friday night with either Franklin or North Putnam. John and Dave will pass that information along to you, and preferably it'll be a home game. Later today, J.R. Holmes talks about spurtability. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, Edgewood honors its four seniors tonight on our broadcast of the Cascade Cadets and the Mustangs, starting at 7 o'clock in Choctaw. J.R. Holmes, 17-2 South Panthers, wrap up the regular season Friday night against the Warren Central Warriors. Former Hoosier standout Greg Graham has his crew 10-9 coming to the home court. Panthers on this 15-game roll, and after glancing back at a perfect 9-0 January and now a perfect February wrapping up, J.R. Holmes has gone to his glossary of terms, noting outside of, other key components, spurtability has been an intangible that's also found its way into the Purple and White's way of playing.
Yeah. I've been pleased. They've been doing a really good job. The chemistry's been good. We've shot the ball pretty well. But we've also guarded and taken the best player a lot of times from those teams we played. We were able to take them basically out of the game and to become a non-factor. And it was very, what's the word some people use, spurtability. We've had some spurts where we, the other night we went 21-2 on in a spurt against Jennings County from 18-18 up to, we had a 19-point lead. So, and we've done that a few times against Martinsville. We were down 13, and within the middle of the first quarter, and by the middle of the third quarter, we were up 14, a 27-point swing. So I think that's been a big part, is that they've passed the ball pretty well. They've bought in with each other, working and helping each other out. Coaches, assistant coaches are preparing them well. They watch a lot of tape, get a highlight on them, and we show that. We were able to walk through it, and it seems that we've been pretty prepared going into the games.
Well, that's Panther head man J.R. Holmes, and spurtability also now for teams to deal with. Cascade at Edgewood tonight, Chalk Talk again. Dave Mahurin at 7, John Callahan, Dave Novak describe the action. And by the way, Bloomington North Seniors game with Floyd Central, it has been canceled, which leaves Andy Hodson's Northsiders with just the road closer at New Albany Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.